My dad has always said that I am smartly cheap, meaning I have always been really good with deciding when and where I should actually be spending my money. And that's coming from both the business side of things, but also the personal side of things. I don't know why, but I have always had that type of mindset, and my husband's the exact same, so it kind of works out perfectly. So when people come to me from a business side of things and they mention that they either don't want to spend the money on paid advertising right now for their business, or maybe they don't even have it within their budget just yet, it's not the end of the world. And that's coming from someone who has always spent money on paid advertising for my business over the last 9 years or so. Hey, it's Lisa Ann here. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the More Than Social podcast. I'm a digital marketing expert, self-development junkie, and your go-to for all things marketing, ads, and automation. I'm so excited that you popped by to hang out with me today. So let's dive right into the topic. Hey there, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of the More Than Social podcast. Super glad that you are here. If you are looking for different ways to grow your personal brand without actually spending money on paid ads, then yes, this episode is for you. What we're going to do together is go over 5 different organic marketing strategies that you can use within your business. This is going to help you build this authentic personal brand to grow your business and really just take it to that next level. Now, what I mean by organic strategies is free marketing strategies. And the reason why I talk a lot about personal brands on here is because those are the deepest connections that you can make in the online world. So if you are building a business where you are literally the face of your brand and people are looking at you as that expert, these strategies are going to be for you. So first, let me just list off all 5 of the strategies just so you can have a glimpse of where we're going with this episode. And then we are going to dive really deep into them. That way, you know exactly what to implement. So here are the 5. First up, we're going to talk about podcasting, then your social media, SEO, networking, and then referral programs. So let's talk about podcasts, which obviously is something that I do within my business, or you wouldn't be listening to me right this second. You know this. Podcasting is nothing new. And what I found happened when I actually started my own podcast was it helped me not only be able to show up differently for my audience, but it also helped me really just position myself as that expert. My podcast producer, Simona, she always says, the best thing about podcasting is that people are literally choosing to put your voice in their ears. And I feel like that is just so dang true. With podcasting, you basically are showing up every single week and helping your audience in some capacity. So for the More Than Social podcast, we talk a lot about digital marketing and how to actually leverage it to really grow your business. But you really could have a podcast about anything that you want. With podcasting compared to, let's say, social media, what I found is that you get to have an even deeper conversation and deeper connection with people because of the length of the episodes or the length of the podcast. It's not just 30-second clips just here and there popping up on a screen. And I truly like to imagine when I'm doing these episodes that we're actually hanging out for a bit. And when you are consistent with delivering this valuable content for whether it's educational or entertainment purposes, it really just becomes so easy to showcase your expertise and build this community around your personal brand. Plus, you get to hear my voice. You get to see me live if you're watching this on YouTube, and you'll even get to hear stories that I don't necessarily share on social media. And the thing is, with podcasts, when you are showing up consistently and you really start to build this deeper relationship with your audience, that is when you are going to start to generate leads and really grow your personal brand even more. So if you have been debating podcasting for your business, or maybe you were kind of in the same spot that I was years ago when you're like, I want to do podcasting, but like, is it really something that I actually want to put effort into and actually want to commit to? I do love it, but I will also be completely honest with you. It's a lot of work. But at the end of the day, I would rather be able to support you listening to this right now on a deeper level than not helping you at all or just giving you small things on social media. So in my opinion, yes, it is 100% worth it. So another one is going to be your social media, which of course has both the free side of it along with the paid side of it, which I love the paid, the organic, I still do. But honestly, social media is so much more than just a platform for putting content on it. And that's the mindset shift I want you to have. When I was doing a podcast interview with an expert on building communities, John Beebe, he made me really just think about how we look at our social media followers a little bit differently. You can either look at your followers as just followers, a number that you're trying to grow, or you can look at it as building this community of a bunch of people that you love to hang out with, which honestly, when he started like talking about this concept, it really just like sparked something in me. And I feel like as entrepreneurs, we get so wrapped up in this game of trying to get more likes, more followers, more views, more comments, that we forget that the people actually following us are actually real people. So if you start to look at your social media as this opportunity to hang out with your clients or dream prospects or even your friends, where you actually want to get to know them and help them in some capacity, your social media, without actually spending money on ads, could make your business skyrocket. And when it comes to building a personal brand using social media, this is where things look a little bit differently as if you were going to be building a corporate business, for an example. But to explain, I want you to think about this just for a second. When your clients are working with you, who are they actually talking to mostly? Who are they working with mostly in your business? Is that you? Are they looking at you as that expert, asking you the questions? If so, then your social media, that's what it needs to show. You need to be the one showing up. People like to do business with other people. It's about these relationships and it's about this human connection that you have with these people. And as soon as people start to hide behind social media or behind pretty graphics that they made on Canva and they start to actually hide themselves, that's when you actually start to lose connection on social media and you're going to decrease the amount of results that you're going to get. So if you were going to leverage social media, especially from a free side of things, and you are trying to build a personal brand where people are looking to you as an expert, you are the face of your business, make sure that you are the one showing up. Show your face, show what you are working on, show the behind the scenes of your business, answer questions, share stories, literally do all the things. People want to get to know you and people want to get to feel connected to you as an individual. Okay, so that's two of them so far, podcasting and social media. Now, the third one is search engine optimization, or in short, SEO. SEO is definitely something that has been around for a very, very long time and something that has a lot of foundational greatness to it. And it's definitely something that I personally, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not the expert of, but I do know how much it has changed in the digital landscape over the last decade or so. And actually, funny story, when I first started in the online world and I started looking into actually working online, I was in network marketing at that point in my life. And at that time, it was all about blogging. It wasn't about social media. It was all about blogs. And blogging is a great way for you to really boost your SEO. So an easy way for me to explain SEO to you, when someone is searching for something on Google, so let's just say, for example, they're searching social media tips. If I had a blog around that topic and I use that phrase really often within my blog, it's going to help my blog show up near the top on Google once they search it. Now, obviously, that's a very high level example, but essentially making sure that you have used specific keywords within your website to help your site rank when someone actually searches for that specific topic that you are the expert in. That's the goal. Now, there are a lot of other things that you can learn from an SEO side of things. And like I said, I'm definitely not the expert on that. I do have some general knowledge, but some key tips that I can give you just based on what I know is making sure that you're using phrases that people are actually searching online versus getting super creative with it. You should always label any photo that you have on your website with those specific key phrases as well. And there are programs out there that you can use to help you check whether you are SEO friendly or not within your website. For example, on my WordPress website, there's a plugin that we use that is telling us how well our SEO is with all of our blogs. So if you too are using WordPress for your website, check out Yoast SEO, Y-O-A-S-T. That is the plugin that my team and I use. And I will make a mental note to bring someone onto the podcast who actually is an SEO expert so they can help you really leverage this from an organic side of thing and set up that foundation. But that's where I want you to start. Okay, so the first three are obviously all organic online methods. So let's actually take it offline for the last two. With networking, you are truly building a personal relationship with someone. Now, of course, you can do networking online, absolutely. But what I do personally is I will go to local networking groups or events and I would build relationships with actual individuals. I know it sounds crazy, right? But I don't know about you, but when you are physically talking to someone just one-on-one, you are going to have a deeper connection with them faster versus just following them on social media and seeing all their content, right? So if you were to look at building relationships and generating leads while you're building your personal brand, I want you to actually start looking for connections offline and start interacting with people and just having real life discussions. Once a week, I am focused on going to a networking meeting to build up these relationships. Plus, it's actually nice to get offline for a second sometimes, and that's coming from someone who works online 24/7. So it's important to me. Now, the last one is referrals. I want to ask you, do you have a referral program within your business? I have done a really good episode about building referral programs with your business. That was with Chad. So I will definitely make sure to link that in the show notes for you. It was a great, great episode. And it's something that I want you to go back and listen to if you don't have a referral program set up within your business. So if this is interesting to you, go back and listen to that one, okay? But one of the best people to promote you are people that you not only have built a relationship with, but the people that are actually working with you, who have actually achieved results with you. That is the best referral that you are ever going to get. Now, the best referrals I've gotten within my business is from other clients. So if you are looking for more clients, instead of constantly looking outwards, just trying to find new people, start looking inwards within your business. And I actually find the hardest thing is actually asking for referrals. So what I've done with some of my clients is we've actually set up a whole automatic system that is going to do this for them. So as soon as their project is complete in some capacity, we actually send out emails, a whole sequence that is specifically asking for that referral. Also Google reviews, I'll throw that one in there. Or for my online program, for example, if anyone refers another member to the Spotlight Theory, they can actually make commission as a thank you because they've done the work. I didn't have to spend any money or do any work on my end. Now, I do not find there's a right or wrong whether you compensate them or not. It's just about figuring out what option works best for you and what would actually motivate your clients to get them to send you referrals. And the thing with getting referrals, especially if the person has already worked with you, they are able to edify you and basically be that sales team for you because they can actually tell that person that they're talking to exactly what you did for them and why they love to work with you. So if you're focused on online methods to organically build your personal brand and generate leads, or if you go offline, there are options for you based on your budget. Or even if you are running paid ads, I still suggest using different methods of how you're actually driving traffic and leads into your business. You don't want to put all of your eggs in one basket or even just rely 100% on paid ads. So really focus on the foundational aspects in the online world with your SEO. Make sure that your social media is building that community and think these are real people. And even starting your own podcast or YouTube channel, whatever actually works for you within your business, and then get offline. Okay. Build relationships with real people. When you build those relationships, essentially what you are doing is you're kind of like building your own sales team that people are actually listening for other people for you when you have that close relationship. And you never know when someone's going to cross someone who actually needs your product or your service. And that one person that you have put the time in to build that relationship with, they're going to say, hey, I have a guy or I have a girl. And they're going to recommend you because you're top of mind. So think about it right now. Out of these five methods, And there's definitely more methods that I can teach you, but these really are the top five that I want you to start focusing on right now, because I personally see them making the biggest impact for me. But out of these five, are you doing any of them within your business right now? If so, awesome. But if not, you definitely have opportunities to be able to grow your business a little bit differently. And when you start to look at all your options, plus add on paid advertising on top of this, well, my friend, that is when you are going to soar. So I'm super excited for you to experience all this. So today, let's wrap up this episode with a quick promise. Promise me that you are going to commit to doing something differently within your business. Give it a shot for 90 days and watch how it could really transform your business and your personal brand. And join me next week for another episode on the More Than Social podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to tag me on social media if you are listening at Lisa Ann Coaching. I would love to know that you are loving these episodes. It was so awesome to hang out with you today. And again, thank you so much. Keep reaching for those big dreams. You got this. And I am here to support you along the way with anything that you need. So I will see you next week. Bye for now. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this episode. I am so grateful that you show up each and every week. I hope these tips and tricks have brought you some new ideas and new inspiration for your business. If you love this conversation, let me hear it. Leave us a rating and review on the More Than Social podcast, and be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Share it with someone who you know needs this message, and together, let's make an impact and let's make a business that we love. I'll see you next week. Thank you.